Some people will tell you that instant gratification is a bad thing, like having sex with strangers is a bad thing, unless, of course, you found sex with strangers to be a rather enjoyable experience, in which case, it's a good thing. And if you're like me, you think sex is like having the ability to breathe underwater. And I found that unless you watched your uncle drown in a lake in Iowa, swimming is an enjoyable experience. And I found that people like enjoyable experiences. Like, you know how when you light a candle right at first, the wick gets really, really orange for just a moment, and then it's gone, and the small orange glow becomes a flickering yellow flame, and you let that candle burn on into the night. You tune the radio on and watch shadows dance around the room. Or maybe you lit this candle just because you have it. In fact, you have many just like it, because there was this incredible sale on candles last week, and you said, "Oh, what the hell, it's such a good deal, I really don't need all these candles, but I guess I'll burn them all eventually." So you bought them, and now you have way too many candles, and you just want to burn them all before the next sale comes around. Or maybe you lit this candle because your unconscious mind is a raving pyromaniac, and this is its method of transference. You could never really be a pyromaniac, because then you'd have to burn a whole bunch of shit up, causing much property damage, and possibly even loss of life, causing much trouble, wreaking havoc on your community. And that's not your style. And you know this. You know you're not a mean-spirited person. In fact, you think yourself to be an essentially good person, with many admirable qualities, though it upsets you that most of the people you know don't really know you. That there's so much shit going on in your head right this minute that you think about things that are really important, like global warming, the dream life of whales, our depleting rainforests, the decay of America's cities, the mentally ill, and the effect of global warming on mentally ill whales living in America's cities. And you realize that no one, not one fucking human being, really knows who you are. And right now, the person you are is pretty damn pissed off about all your so-called friends. You're so angry right now, your eyes have tensed up all orange and glowing like that candle getting all wound up. And right now wouldn't take much coaxing from the voices in your head, those dumb, uncontrollable desires of your unconscious mind, to get the hell out of that chair, grab that fucking tormenting candle, take it out to your neighbor's house and get that wood siding burning. It doesn't take much to get that fire going, you know. You've seen how a spark becomes a flicker, and a flicker becomes a flame. And before you know it, you got yourself one hell of an inferno in front of you, and women and children screaming and dogs barking through the heat, and you feel better. You really feel better. Then there's that siren in the distance coming closer, and that smile on your face growing wider as you sit alone back now in the darkness of your room, striking a match to light up another candle. New light in the room throws shadows on the walls, and it's comforting and beautiful, your unconscious mind musing happily that you'll never expect the arsonist of old man Mitchell's place to be you. You, after all, have a respectable reputation. They'd never suspect you. You're a good person, and everyone who knows you would testify to that. Talk about instant gratification.